Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
24 hours later, the buzz is still there. If you're walking around town, if you're trying to get a sense for what the hotbed New York sports is at this point in time, it is still the very polarizing, out of nowhere, Joe Judge hire. As we now know that come Thursday, Joe Judge will be introduced as the next head coach of the New York Giants. And I guess you could say my emotions towards everything that has gone on have kind of been like a total whirl. They've been a roller coaster every which way. First, you had this like state of shock. Joe Judge. Then all of a sudden you start to do your research, you do your homework, and you try to make the argument for why this could end up being a good hire. I think many of the reasons that have been detailed make a lot of sense in why he can be successful. The first misconception I've heard quite a bit that I kind of want to clean up right now, and I've heard in a variety of different places, pad assistants are toxic. Pad assistants can't thrive when it comes to being a head coach. I don't agree with that. First of all, there's no direct correlation that every single Patriot assistant coach is going to be a bad one or is going to be a good one. You have to look at each individual in that way. You're not going to compare Charlie Weiss to, I don't know, Brian Flores. Different eras, different personalities, whatever the case may be. We have seen a pad assistant win multiple playoff games. Bill O'Brien has done that. Josh McDaniels continues to be one of the more highly regarded assistant coaches that everybody seems to want to hire and want to interview. Brian Flores, in his first year with a team that was basically set up to be winless, won 5 games, went 5-4 over his final 9 games, and this with the Dolphins trading away the likes of Tunsil, Minkah Fitzpatrick, and gutting their roster. So I don't buy the idea that, oh, Patriot assistant. No way in the world that can work. It can. Second of all, I've heard a lot of people knocking the idea of hiring a special teams coordinator. In that regard, I also could not disagree more. I am very much in favor of giving special teams coaches a chance. Why? Because they are putting their hands in the cookie jar in so many different places. Having a unit prepared, working with a variety of different individuals, offensive players, defensive players, scheming up week by week. Look at some of the best head coaches over the last 20, 30 years. Bill Belichick started on special teams. Bill Cowher started on special teams. John Harbaugh started on special teams. I'm okay with the fact that Joe Judge will come to the New York Giants with a background in that department. You could sell me on pad assistant. No problem there. You could sell me on a special teams coach. No problem there. The pedigree. I like a guy who's going to work for Bill Belichick and Nick Saban, and they're going to wax poetic after he gets the job. All that is great. Here's my problem. Not Joe Judge. The people in place that are calling the shots. That's the issue. If this sort of hire came down from a franchise that over the last, I don't know, 6-7 years was on more stable footing, I'd feel better about things. The Giants are not in that state. The Giants, to me, were set up as a franchise, even more so after the fact when you heard that Gettleman was going to return, which was unpopular, is something that I certainly did not support. But once you found that out, it's like, geez, we need a sense of credibility. We need somebody in place that we are not going to have a whole lot of questions about. Leading, delivering, and winning. And that to me is where this Joe Judge hire does not fit that description because of the unproven nature. He may be great. He may be terrible. He may be somewhere in between. For me to come on the air, as I said to you yesterday, I'll say it again today, and say, well, it's a guarantee he's going to stink. Oh, it's a guarantee he's going to be great. We're all sitting at the dartboard, like me after having like 7 or 8 beverages and trying to hit a bullseye. You have no idea where that dart is going. It could go right down the middle. It could go off the board. You could hit a 13. I really don't know. That's usually my mindset when I'm playing darts because I stink. And usually there's a couple of cocktails flowing in me. So, I don't know. Maybe my accuracy is better actually having a few cocktails. I don't even know. It might be better. It might be worse. Maybe a little tipsy is good. You don't want to be too bummed. The point being is, equate that to hiring an NFL head coach and trying to evaluate somebody who hasn't done it before. That's what you're doing. What you can get on, though, is the process. What you can get on is the Giants as a franchise had a chance to go get a guy who wanted the job. And if you happen to watch Matt Rhule's opening presser with the Carolina Panthers, which, look, was as good as it gets. And I'm not one of these guys that is going to tell you you can win the presser as a coach because it gets forgotten quickly. Winning the presser means nothing if you don't win. Plenty of guys who have won the presser over the years are afterthoughts. Plenty of guys who give you the vanilla, boring, blasé, la-di-da type deal turn out to be gems. There's no direct correlation in that either. But for those who are NFL people, NFL fans who don't watch a whole lot of college football, don't know a whole lot about Matt Rhule, don't really have a sense for what kind of personality he may be. I watched his opening presser. He came across as charismatic, in charge, and very likable. The only sense of awkwardness you may have noticed from Matt Rhule is when he was asked about the New York Giants. When he was asked about the Giants, he, you know what he seemed like? He seemed like a guy who came home after staying out too late and was trying to make excuses and trying to basically just get up to his room, get to bed, and try to move on and get to the next chapter, get to the next day. That was Matt Rhule. You know, like when you're in trouble, you go back to when you were a kid, you go home, you knew you were going to be in trouble, you wanted to make the conversation as quick as possible with mom and dad. That was Matt Rhule. Awkward, got a little high-pitched, and didn't want to talk about it. Then he gave you the PC answer of, well, my agent talks to a lot of teams, it was an extensive process, blah, blah, blah. It's the worst-kept secret in the world. Matt Rhule was the front-runner to be the next head coach for the football Giants. I think Matt Rhule would have told you a week ago that he's probably going to end up back here coaching Big Blue. We know why that did not happen. The Giants were unwilling to up the ante and pay Matt Rhule a ton of money. Now, it probably would have had to have paid him $6 to $7 million a year. He got close to 9. He got the sort of commitment that is impossible to turn down. You know, I had one or two callers say, oh, how dare Matt Rhule, if it's his dream job, not take the interview, not take the meeting with the Giants. You get an offer like that from David Tepper in Carolina. That's jaw-dropping. My dream job is WFAN. It's where I want to be. Hopefully for a long period of time. If somebody at another radio station offered me $60 million in Boston, in Albuquerque, I don't even know where it may be, I'd have to think long and hard. No, I'd be like, hey, FAN, here's the contract. What can you do? Because this is the sort of deal that is going to change my life. That's what was presented to Matt Rhule. That was a game-changing, life-changing type of offer. That's the Godfather offer, as they say. One you cannot refuse. So he called the quote-unquote dream job and said, look, here it is. Can you match it? They could not. They would not. As I said yesterday, and I know I took a lot of heat for this from some of you on Twitter, I think that's a mistake. I know it's not my money. I know I'm not cutting the checks. But where the Giants have been, I would have gone the extra mile. I would have matched the contract. You could also get on the Giants for not being more proactive if indeed Rhule was the number one candidate. Why not find your way to Waco? Why not find your way to Cabo? Carolina was the aggressor. Carolina got their choice. That'll always be the potential what could have been. For Joe Judge, his job now moving forward is, forget about being better than Matt Rhule. It could turn out they're both terrific head coaches. Leave and make your mark on the New York football Giants. I'm very fascinated to see later on today, a guy who is very much an unknown to everyone is going to be in front of the New York media, all the cameras, all the microphones, everybody watching. And you're going to want to see how he handles the first test. Hopefully he gets a suit that fits. That would be a nice place to start. Hopefully he will give you that sort of charisma, that sort of energy, that no-nonsense approach. It's got to be all combined into one. And look, he doesn't got to be Mr. Personality. I would find it more entertaining for our perspective. But he's got to come across as a confident, strong-willed type of guy that is ready for this opportunity. The Giants need him to be ready for this opportunity. They don't have a walk in the park in the NFC East. You got Super Bowl winning coaches. You got Super Bowl appearing coaches staring you in the face. You went the road of the unproven. Now, let's see if this coach can validate ownership, can validate the GM, can validate everybody involved in one of the more stunning New York sports hires that I can remember in a long, long time. I was trying to think of what would top this over the last, I don't know, 15 to 20 years. I mean, the Joe Torre hire in 1996 was a stunner. Losing out on Buck Showalter. A lot of people thought Tony La Russa was going to be the front runner for that job. And it was Clueless Joe on the back pages of the paper. I don't think you're going to have that same sense of anger from a good majority of Giant fans. But for a franchise that needs credibility, do you believe a first-time head coach is going to be the one to provide that? Well, he kind of has no choice. If you want to snap the Giants out of this funk that they've been in since 2012. It's going to be a very interesting day as the Giants introduce the Judge. Maybe get John Sterling and Aaron Judge out at the presser. Give it a little New York twang and a New York feel. Be nothing wrong with that.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.